following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 PSI of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Everydoor direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit USPS.com/mail to learn more.
Oh, one more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday, the final Tuesday of April 2012. Breezing right by and another beautiful day, already a little warm out there. And we're going to be talking NFL draft. We're going to be talking United States and London Olympics. We're going to be talking Nebraska-Creighton baseball. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. It's all coming your way today. Doug Duda along with the Big Daddy Tony Davis, Jeff doing the producing and engineering. And coming up, second half of the show, just after 11:30, Tervell Delognev joins us here as he is going to the Olympics in very, very impressive way. Didn't let any of his opponents even score on him in the Olympic trials. This isn't like some college meet in Vegas. These are the best of the best in the entire United States. And coming up in our next break, Creighton baseball coach Ed Service is going to join us. We like to have the coach on from time to time. Usually get him on about once a year unless they're doing something really cool in the postseason, and it doesn't look like they're going to be doing anything cool in the postseason. They're struggling this year. But always fun when you can go to TD Ameritrade, and it should be a beautiful night for baseball in Omaha.
Yeah, tough year because they had all that experience returning from an NCAA tournament team a year ago. Those players came back, and now you're just saying, you just scratch your head a little bit, what's going on. I'm sure he's scratching his head more than anyone right now. But they get the second game of the three-game series with Nebraska, midweek series, and it's a great series, a lot of fun. They're expecting in upwards over 10,000 people tonight, 80-degree day in Omaha.
They can't hit the ball. Their team batting. Danny, when I pulled this up this morning, I couldn't believe it. Their ERA is 3.56.
You would say that they would be winning a bunch of games with that ERA.
You look at their batting average. Oh, my God. In all the times we've ever pulled up and talked to all these coaches that we talk to on a weekly basis, I don't think I've ever seen a lower team batting average. 238. The Royals are laughing at that. 238. They got two guys on the team hitting over 300. Nick Judkins and Michael Blatchford. And Blatchford's only played in six games. So Nick Judkins is the only guy they've got that's hitting over 288 on this ball club.
Wow, the whole deal is sick because, like I said, the expectations of this team were so high.
Their opponents are only hitting 249, so there's some quick games. You got that going for you. But Ed Serva is going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show as well, coming up here in just a little bit.
Later in the week, expect to be joined by Marcel Jones. Also, Jared Crick going to join us as well.
I think they're big timing you, bro.
Oh, I'll
you.
Find both of those guys.
They're pimping you. Daddy, how about this one? It was announced that the second round picks, they're going to do that again with players from each team. They did that last year, tried to get one of the cooler or more established or Hall of Fame guys from each team. The commissioner does the first round at the draft. So then the next night, now that it's just different, they have a reason to do that. And Dermonte Dawson was a second round pick. He will be doing Pittsburgh Steelers draft. For the second straight year, the league's going to do that. Former St. Willie Rofe is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year with Dawson, so they're going to do that. The Lions, Barry Sanders has it this year. Willie Brown of the Raiders, Roger Worley of the Cardinals, and the Dolphins' Dwight Stevenson are the Hall of Famers that will be there today. The teams that do not have second-round selections will announce, have them do it in the third round. And doing it for the Dallas Cowboys this year, Chad Hennings.
Okay.
Matt Stover doing it for the Ravens. Kicker. Algie Crumpler for the Falcons. I'm trying to find some other ones here. Terrell Davis for the Broncos. Those Leroy Butler, the Packers. Will Shields is doing it for the Chiefs. So he's all over the place. Let's see, who else do we have here? Fred Taylor's doing it for Jacksonville. Marvin Harrison's going to do it for the Colts. Anthony Carter is going to do it for the Vikings. Little Troy Brown going to do it for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Little fella Michael Strahan for the Giants. Brian Westbrook for the Eagles. Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt together for the Rams.
Pretty good tandem.
Eddie George for the Titans. So there you go.
Also on the draft coverage, they will not be allowed to cover and see when the phones ring. That is off limits. It's a little anticlimactic when you see pick out if you're Peyton Manning and you're in the first the phone rings and he's hugging mom and kissing, you know, they're hugging and kissing and everybody's jumping on him and high fiving and they're handing him Colts hats 3 minutes before the pick goes to the commissioner. Well, they're getting rid of that. They want to make it save some excitement for the general public. And now the teams can still report if you're inside, if Jay Glazer from Fox gets the information that, hey, not Andrew Luck or Robert Griffin, because we know those guys are going, Matt Khalil's going third. If that's the case,
Miami has traded the eighth pick. It will not be Ryan Tannehill, reports Jay Glazer. Reports Adam Schefter. Reports Chris Mortensen.
By the way, Ryan Tannehill to go over eight, minus 150.
Well, that's just it's a stupid bet, because the bet is that he's going to go eighth. And so they take both sides. So,
well, it's a push at eight. They give you your money back.
Yeah, maybe. Depends who it is.
No, it doesn't. Not if you, unless your bookie's a maniac.
Well, you're a maniac if you're betting on where Ryan Tannehill is going to be picked. Hey, it's free, folks, with the Doug and Daddy jerseys pick 'em. And you have to get that done by tomorrow at, what's the deadline, 5, Jeff? Right around lunchtime tomorrow, mealtime tomorrow night, when happy hour wraps up tomorrow night, the pickup contest. You can fill them out at jerseys. You can also get all the info you need on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, and then you can email them or mail them to the radio station. So the entry form is up on ESPNSuperstation.com. They're also at jerseys. You fill it out. We've got some great prizes, including free lunch every week for a year at Jersey's, Husker Mud Flaps, just so many things that we will let you know about. Friday, we're going to be up at Jersey's and announce the champion of our NFL Draft Pick'em Contest. So get it done. It's free. Doesn't cost anything. One entry per person. We give you a bunch of names on our entry form, and you just fill them out as you think, and whoever comes the closest gets the most points is our winner. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com for more information. Coming up, Ed Service, head baseball coach at Creighton, and we will be talking with him here in just a moment. Also, Daddy Seth Greenberg, poor guy, he just didn't make it at Virginia Tech, fired as basketball coach. How many years was he sitting there with his team on the bubble thinking they were going to get into the big dance and didn't? And they just never could get over the hump. They were 16-17 this year, did not get invited to any of the lower-tiered postseason tournaments.
Yeah, see, just stuck. You're right. Like getting over the. I mean, they were up the. They were on the. I think I can deal and just stopped. I mean, what do you do? I suppose that he's probably saying, I don't know what else to do. If I knew that, I'd have done it by now. So he's out.
Some outstanding performances at the Central Nebraska Track Championships. We'll talk about that later as well. But right now, we'll take a break. And Ed Service is going to join us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, head coach of Creighton, right after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. Today, business can take you anywhere. Heck, there's even talk of professional football going international, which is why Regis offers virtual office solutions around the world. For a fraction of the cost of a traditional office, Manhattan, London, or maybe just around the corner, whether you're looking to expand your business into new markets, or if you work from home, a Regis virtual office gives you exactly what you need, a professional business image with clients. That's key. You'll get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, and use of meeting rooms and a private office. That's the benefit of a Regis virtual office. You get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expensive one. Call Regis, the new way to work. It's the most cost-effective way to have a business presence locally, nationally, or globally. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office. So contact Regis today and mention The Herd to get 2 months free. So go to Regis.com/Cowherd. Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For all your insurance, Buffalo County Farm Bureau is all you need to know. The Nebraska Danger return home Friday night to take on the Everett Washington Raptors. Kickoff is at 7:05 at the Heartland Events Center. In baseball, Nebraska travels to Omaha to take on Creighton Tuesday night at 6:30. Hear it on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. They return home for non-conference games with California State Bakersfield on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The UNK baseball team is on the road this weekend at New Mexico Highlands, while Hastings will wrap up the regular season, traveling to York Tuesday, hosting Doan Thursday, and Concordia Friday. In softball, the Huskers are at Creighton Wednesday and welcome in Michigan State Saturday and Sunday. The UNK softball team opens up the RMAC tournament Thursday morning at 11 when they take on Colorado Christian, and the Hastings College softball team will host Doan Tuesday, travel to Midland Wednesday, and wrap up the season at Mount Marty on Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature up near 90. Winds will stay variable around 5 to 10 throughout. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we'll fall back to 56. I'm meteorologist Paul Frambley. Right now it's 72.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where if you're ready for lunch, try the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island today. They have got a lunch special that's different every single day. And, of course, pizzas, burgers, maybe a little something lighter today on a warm Tuesday. You get yourself a salad, and you can still flavor it with any of their many wing sauces. And tonight, coming to the Chicken Coop for Wing Basket Night every Tuesday night, just $5, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from their many wing flavors. So go in tonight, watch Nebraska-Creighton baseball if you can't make it to Omaha, and enjoy your favorite beverage, some wings, or whatever you would like off the menu at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island.
Right now, the head coach of the Creighton Blue Jays joins us, Ed Service. Ed, how are you this morning? Thanks for the Doug and Daddy Show giving us a minute this morning.
I'm doing fine, guys. How are you doing?
Well, we're looking forward to some baseball tonight on what should be a beautiful night for baseball in Omaha. And I guess that's what it's all about, Darren Erstad pumping it up on his side. And I know you've said so many kind things about this series over the years, and I know you would like your baseball team to be in a little bit better position, and I'm sure you've been asked that question numerous times, but talk a little bit more about now moving into TD Ameritrade, and I guess you guys are used to it. Last year, this was the big unveiling. Now you got a year under your belt. How is the team getting used to playing in that big venue?
Well, it is different. It is a much different ballpark than a typical college on-campus field, which the players play the general amount of their games in. As you mentioned, it's very big. So we've had to adjust a little bit of what we do. You know, we got to get our hitters away from hitting as many fly balls as they do, because fly balls are outs in that ballpark. And we've got to be more creative on the base paths and execute a little bit better the offensive side of the game. So we should be further along than we are right now. You know, we've played, 18 games or so in there last year. We've played 15 or 16 in there, or about 12 or 13, I guess, this year so far. But it is a different style when you play there, and we should be further along than we are right now.
Would you say that's a main thing that's inhibited the progress? Because coming off the NCAA regional, there were so many great things in store for this team, many people thought.
Right. And what happens with each team takes on its own personality. And even though we returned a lot of good players, a lot of guys that played and were a major part of last year's team, there are also five or six players that are no longer here through graduation. And what happened was some of the players who returned had different roles. And even though they were starting players last year and they're starting players this year, the roles were different. And some have done a good job in accepting those different roles, and some have struggled with it. And it's part of what you see with every team. And you can't assume anything. You can't assume that because you returned a lot of players that you're automatically going to be a solid team. You know, players still have to get better, and they still have to assume their new roles. And we've struggled a little bit with that. It's still a good group of kids, but we just are not performing at the level that we expect us to perform at.
Every coach and every, maybe not every team, but every coach, if he's done it long enough, and no matter what the sport is going to experience a little bit of a slump. And there has to be a part where it gets frustrating, not only for the players, but for the coaches. How do you coach not being frustrated?
That's a tough one. You know, that's a tough one for me. You know, I have very high expectations for our program each and every year. We expect our players to play a certain style. We haven't really adjusted to that style very quickly this year. But the worst thing you can do is panic and jump off the board and try something different. You know, we believe in the process. We believe in what we do here. Our program is built on hard work. It's built on fundamental play. And we're not gonna get away from that. And I've asked the players to stay the course. I've asked the coaches to stay the course. We're going through a rough period right now. It's not been pleasant. It's not been fun. But I really believe we'll come out on the other end here soon, and hopefully tonight. But I think the worst thing you can do is panic and try a bunch of different things. We're going to stay with these players. They've proven they can play at this level, and they'll do it again here soon.
Creighton Blue Jay baseball coach Ed Service joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Ed, can you use the Nebraska series and hype it a little bit to say, hey, we're 15 and 20 guys, but you know what? You can, at the end of the year, we can still take 2 out of 3 and win the Nebraska series, or is it just like any other midweek game?
Well, we just need to play better. It just so happens that Nebraska's on our schedule tonight, and there'll be a lot of folks interested in the outcome of the game, which is great. But I don't think that takes away from the fact that we need to improve. We need to get better. We need to see some signs that we're kind of making some adjustments and doing some things a little bit differently. And it just so happens to be against Nebraska. We haven't really talked about the fact that we can win the series if we play well tonight and play well again in 2 weeks when we play again. We haven't gotten to that point. We're just trying to play better. We're trying to see us play with a little more emotion, a little more passion. Something that Creighton baseball teams have done a good job of in the past. That's what our focus is on. We're more concerned about Creighton tonight than our opponent.
Have you noticed in the off season kids that are interested in Creighton Blue Jay baseball that weren't before, talent-wise, that say, heck, if I can play my games in TD Ameritrade, that's an option for me now?
Oh, certainly. It's certainly going to open up a lot of opportunities for us, a lot of avenues, a lot of young people that may not have considered us in the past. Young people want to play in some of the best, you know, facilities they can play in. And obviously now at TD Ameritrade, being our home ballpark, is going to make a big difference for us. We're also building a brand-new indoor facility here, the Rasmussen Rec Center, which we'll have for our indoor workouts. It'll be on campus now. It'll be big. It'll be brand-new. So not only do we have an outstanding outdoor facility at TD Ameritrade, we're going to have a great facility indoors here that'll be done next fall. So things are really in place now for us to take the next step from a baseball program standpoint. We're looking forward to it. But you're right, to answer your question, it has given us an opportunity to talk to a lot of different players, maybe different caliber type of players than we have in the past.
They're the only one that doesn't have to go on the road. Everybody comes to Omaha. Ah, screw it. We'll go to your place, Ed. Probably when you're scheduling.
That wouldn't be. Yeah. That's not a bad gig right there. Ed Service, reigning Missouri Valley Conference Baseball Coach of the Year from Creighton, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ed is obviously Nebraska moved into the Big Ten. We've had their opposing coach on every single game week this year, and we're trying to figure out from their coach's perspective how they think that league is growing. And when we had Jack Dom on, I flat out asked him, I said, you know, it seems like you had more success recruiting kids to Creighton than you have at Iowa. How many of these Big Ten coaches are you running into when you're trying to bring players to Creighton?
Oh, quite a few of them. And we're running into a lot of them. We've always ran into a lot of young people that are interested in Nebraska and Creighton, so that's not going to change. But actually, Iowa's put together a couple of very outstanding recruiting classes, so you'll see some changes over there. Anytime you go into the Chicago area or you go up into the St. Paul area, you go into Kansas City, you're going to run into almost all of the Big Ten coaches are going to be recruiting those players from those areas. So we do run into them a lot. We've recruited against Jack over at Iowa quite a bit, obviously Nebraska a lot, Minnesota a little bit. We haven't ran into too many of the other schools like Illinois, Indiana, Northwestern, Purdue, some of the other schools. They tend to stay a little bit more over into the Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky area. So, but we'll continue to have to recruit against Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota, that's for sure.
Ed, who goes for you on the mound tonight, and how many innings do you hope to get out of the young man?
Nick Musick, he's a right-hander. He's about 6'3". He'll go tonight for us. He's been a spot starter for us. And we'll stretch Nick out a little bit tonight. We'll try to get 9 to 12 outs if we can, depending upon how effective he is. We have a well-rested bullpen, our four-headed bullpen, which is Mark Winkleman and Chase Webb and Kurt Spomer and Reese McGraw. We did not use them a lot this past weekend, so they'll all be available. So, once again, a midweek game. We're going to see 5 or 6 arms out there for Creighton, and we've got to find a way to hold a pretty good offensive team down in Nebraska. And they exposed us a little bit a couple weeks ago with some of the things they did on the base pass, so we're going to have to find a way to slow them down a little bit to have a chance.
Ed Service, head baseball coach at Creighton. The last question I got for you, Ed. Still got so 3 series left here at the Missouri Valley Conference. Illinois State comes in this weekend. You got Wichita State and more. Can this team finish strong and do what they've done so many times, make a run in the postseason tournament?
We certainly can. There are no moral victories in Creighton baseball, but we've been very close in many of our games. We just got to find a way to get over the hump a little bit and start to feel a little bit better about ourselves and start to play to win the game. In many cases, we play and we wait for something to happen. That's not good. That's not going to win anything in any kind of an athletic contest. So we're very close. We still have these players have proven in the past that they can play at a very high level. It's going to come. It's going to happen. I just hope it's sooner than later for their benefit. It's weighing on them pretty heavily what's happened here the last couple of weeks, so they need something good to happen to them, and we still believe in them. And I can tell you this, there's nobody in the league that wants to play us at the end of the year because they know that our team will be ready to go, and they know that things haven't happened the way we wanted them to happen, but we still have a chance to be a pretty productive ball club.
Coach, enjoy the rivalry. That's just another midweek game tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ed. Ed Service, head baseball coach at Creighton on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. You can hear the game tonight on 1230 KHAS. It's also on Nebraska Educational Television. I think 2-6 in their last 8 games going back to and including the Nebraska game.
Struggling.
Yeah, they're 15-20 overall. But when you get the likes of an Illinois State and then Wichita State, what a way. If they can get it going, then you bring in that natural rivalry for Wichita State to wrap up the regular season in Omaha. That'll give you some fire, and let's face it, that's all. We talked about it yesterday. Whoever gets hot at the end of the season seems to be doing the damage.
The fire is going to come tonight because it's Creighton, Nebraska. And they can keep going on the midweek this, and it's just another. No, it's not. If you're Creighton Blue Jay and you're 15-20. Period. I guarantee you those guys are getting together saying, hey, we can go out of here. We get one tonight and have a chance in 2 weeks when we play again. We can say, no matter what happens the rest of the year, we beat Nebraska. This is the Super Bowl for the Creighton Blue Jays tonight of their season. I guarantee you they will play their butts off tonight against Nebraska. That's all they really have to play for.
Then the third and final meeting is 2 weeks from tonight, a 7 o'clock start on May the 8th down in Omaha. Always a good time. I know we got some fans going down there from the listening area to enjoy baseball tonight in a pretty good midweek series.
Sure, you know, it's one of those that's not another midweek series. And when you're playing Northern Colorado, South Dakota State, those are midweek series. I mean, when you're playing a team from 50 miles down the road, it becomes a personal deal and it becomes heated. And, hey, it's fun. It's fun for the fans. Hopefully the fans will pile in there and support it. Remember last year at this time, Doug, you brought it up. This was the unveiling. This was, you know, the 24,000 or whatever wanted to show up and yeah. Crazy atmosphere. It's not going to be that crazy tonight, but it should be a great atmosphere for baseball.
And Creighton finishes the game with, or finishes the season with, 9 straight home games. Now only Wichita State is in the conference there. They got Nebraska again, Iowa, UNO, and then Dallas Baptist comes in for a 3-game series when they have their bye week in the conference. The Midway Auto Dealerships want you to be able to learn all you want about any vehicle that you would like to purchase from them. Shop online at thinkmidway.com if you can't get out to the showroom immediately. If you can, check it out. Allow you to configure your own car, truck, minivan, or SUV while learning the technical specifications and available features for each model. Buy a 2012 or 2013 Ram 1500, Dodge Journey, Dodge Grand Caravan, about a nice Chrysler Town & Country or Jeep Compass, maybe a 2012 or 2013 Chevrolet Cruze, and as we talked about yesterday, the Chevrolet Silverado. Great deals on that right now. If you're looking for a good quality truck, you will not believe. It's like giving them away. Check it out today at your Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We will be back, and in just a few minutes, Tervell Delognev joins us, U.S. Olympian.
Today, business can take you anywhere. Heck, there's even talk of professional football going international, which is why Regis offers virtual office solutions around the world. For a fraction of the cost of a traditional office, Manhattan, London, or maybe just around the corner, whether you're looking to expand your business into new markets, or if you work from home, a Regis virtual office gives you exactly what you need, a professional business image with clients. That's key. You'll get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, and use of meeting rooms and a private office. That's the benefit of a Regis virtual office. You get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expensive one. Call Regis, the new way to work. It's the most cost-effective way to have a business presence locally, nationally, or globally. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office. So contact Regis today and mention The Herd to get 2 months free. So go to Regis.com/Cowherd. Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered to FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature up near 90. Winds will stay variable around 5 to 10 throughout. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we'll fall back to 56. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 79.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. this Saturday at Meadowlark Hills from 11 to 3. It's Golf USA's annual demo day with all types of clubs and equipment on hand for you to look at, to try, to practice with out on the range, and not just, they're not bringing out used clubs for you to try. They're bringing out the good stuff, the new stuff from all their reps. Nike, Mizuno, Cleveland, Cobra, Titleist, Ping, Callaway, TaylorMade, Adams, among the many, many great folks that will be on hand. Of course, the crew at Golf USA will be there as well. They're going to watch you maybe a little bit if you want them to. Hey, man, that feels good. That feels good. Oh, it's going right. Well, let me twist a little bit on the driver there. Hey, we'll take this over to the putting green. See what's going on. Maybe try some wedges here. I like the feel on that. What works for me? Maybe you're tall. Maybe you're short. Maybe your swing gives you a little bit more power one way or the other. They can answer all those questions at the annual demo day at Golf USA coming up this Saturday from 11 to 3. It's at beautiful Meadowlark Hills, so kind of plan your golf round Saturday around that. And maybe you finish up, you come over and try it out, or before you tee it off, you can go over and see what's going on at the range with Golf USA's Demo Days this Saturday from 11 to 3 at Meadowlark Hills in Kearney. Our poll question for the last 24 hours, how should Meta World Peace be penalized after his elbow? 42% of our listeners, this is one of our closer ones, 42% said 5 to 10 games, 33% said 1 to 5, and over 10, 25%. I think it's going to be closer. Just listening to all the NBA folks, I think it's going to be right around that 5 games. I said 2 to 3. It sounds like it'll be closer to 5. I don't think it's going to be 10.
It's 10 at least. It's 10 at least.
That's what you want.
No, I don't. It doesn't matter to me. It'd be tough if they had to go in the second round with Oklahoma City, though, without Ron Artest.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. And our poll question today, who should the NBA MVP be? All you have to do is log on to ESPNSuperStation.com, vote on all of our polls, all of our updates that are going on there, and you get points towards many great prizes that you can cash in, including Royals tickets, golf balls, food, Kearney Raceway Park, Cunningham's, and a whole lot more. And LeBron James, Chris Paul, Kevin Durant, Kevin Love, Kobe Bryant are your selections on today's poll question. I imagine throughout the entire month of July, the poll question will be, will Torlavel Dalognev win the gold medal? And it'll be 99% yes, and 1% for some of our foreign students at UNK, no, because that's what they're going to say. But, folks, we are pleased to welcome U.S. Olympian Torlavel Dalognev to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. And I can't think that it gets old people telling you congratulations, Torlavel. So congratulations from the entire Midwest.
Well, thank you guys very much.
You mentioned, I mean, they're trying to interview you right after you've qualified for the Olympics. Hard to get your thoughts together. You've had a few hours now to maybe get your thoughts together. Has it sunk in yet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, this is a little different. I feel like it sunk in right away. I was really excited, but, you know, again, it's, you know, this is my first Olympic team, but it's my first, it's my third team. And I mean, I really want that gold medal this time.
Torlavel, I want to go back to the beginning. You're a freshman in high school not playing sports. Why?
Laziness, lack of motivation. I don't know. Just never got into it until I tried out to wrestle.
And you credited a lot of your coaches, obviously, after winning on Sunday night. Just for the folks that are going, okay, we knew Torlavel was at UNK, but we haven't followed the story. We like to see him win. Who got you started, and when did you finally get that spark that said, you know what, this isn't too bad?
My PE coach and the wrestling coach in my high school, Coach Harmony, they kind of got together, you know, because I was showing some interest, so they brought me out that summer. That was my sophomore year. That summer going into my junior year, I fell in love with the sport, went to UNK, was focused on winning a national title. About halfway through my years there, I met Tali Thompson, and he got me really excited about the international scene. And ever since then, I've just been trying to be the best in the world.
The international scene, okay, immediately you took to that and thought, I'm pretty good at this, or did it take a while to get accustomed to the – I mean, obviously it's different than when we watch high school or college wrestling.
Yeah, it was a little different at first, but I feel like I had the style. My style of wrestling kind of transferred over pretty well, so right away I was, I really thought I could do well. And so, that transitional period, obviously, fine-tuning, and I'm still fine-tuning, still getting better. But I feel like right away, just because of the way I wrestle, it converted pretty well.
U.S. Olympian Tervel Delagnev joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. The games are not until July. What happens between now and then, Tervel? Last year when you were back here, you were getting ready and had that time off for the Worlds, but at least there was some competition. Is there any competition between now and then?
Yeah, actually, the competition is even closer and more condensed this time. We got the Worlds. I leave next Tuesday for Azerbaijan for the World Cup. And then middle of June, I go to Poland for our last kind of tune-up tournament, and then it's opening ceremonies and compete.
How many? We had Coach Bauer on yesterday to just kind of brag a little bit and had his chest out about how great it was to see you and be in Iowa City with that great crowd that was rooting you on. You didn't attain where you wanted to be at the Worlds, and there was a little bit of an injury factor there. How are you health-wise, and will the guys you see in the Olympics virtually be the same guys that you saw at Worlds?
Yeah, health is great. I feel good. I feel like God's really got me firing on all cylinders. And, so far, the guys that are qualified for the Olympics, they still have two more qualifiers to go through. But, yeah, looks like the usual suspects, Russian, Belarus, Uzbek, Iran, Turkey, Hungary. So, yeah. Right now, it's looking like no one I haven't seen before, so just got to get ready for those guys.
Tervel, the prime of these other wrestlers, 25, 20, I mean, are you at the prime of your career right now? Is this when we got to seize the moment?
I feel like, tomorrow's never guaranteed, so every moment, prime or not, I feel like I am in the prime. I'm trying to stretch my prime out as long as I can, and I want to, I love wrestling. I want to keep going as long as I can, as long as God allows me to, but yeah, absolutely. This who knows what's going to happen after this year, so I got to plan is win this year. We're not expecting to just go, but win this year.
That would be an incredible feat, just to add another chapter to Tervel Delagnev's legacy, who is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Tervel, I guess, there's been a little bit made about how you beat Les Sigmund, these guys you wrestled against, you trained with. Now you just have that one meet to get officially over to the Olympics. Do you get to know any of these international guys? I mean, there's the language barrier. How different is that when your competition is guys that you room with and work with and guys you just kind of hear about and read about in the paper?
We go overseas, work out with these guys. I mean, a lot of those guys, obviously, we don't speak the same language, but it becomes, the sport of wrestling is so personal that it's definitely you gain a respect. You gain a respect. So, I mean, they know who I am, and I know who they are, and we'll give each other a head nod at weigh-ins, but when we get on the mat, time to scrap.
I think that Iran guy, and put him in the Cobra Clutch or something, man.
I see. Here you come with your movie references again. Tervel, you didn't even get scored upon. That's an amazing feat. I know you're probably not thinking about that. Of course, if they don't score on you, you're going to win every time. Looking back at it, are you even amazed that it went as smooth as it did this weekend?
I mean, gosh, I was. I felt so prepared. I felt like if so, I mean, I felt a lot of peace. God really gave me a lot of peace, and just was able to wrestle well. But I feel like that was the plan going in. Every tournament, the world went to a lot of ball pools, went to a lot of chance things, and all the chance that day didn't go my way. So the plan the whole year was stingy in your defense, and don't go to clinches. And I went to one clinch. So still room to improve, still got to get better. But overall, I feel like I went out, I executed my attacks, I kept the match going my pace, and I was pretty happy with the way it turned out.
Tervel, wrestling's taken you all over the world. You saw things at 25 or 26 that very few people have gotten to see. The prettiest place in the world you've ever been, you said, I cannot believe I'm looking at this or seeing this at my age is what?
Well, it was Dubai. We were traveling on the way from a tournament in Iran, We spent the night in Dubai. I was on the rooftop of one of the plateaus of right next to the tallest building in the world, and I was kind of overlooking the skyline, and it just looks like such a futuristic city. It was amazing.
You didn't bungee off that biggest or tallest building, did you?
No, I let Tom Cruise do that.
Tervell DeLong with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tervell, is there, I know fans are going to want to know this, is there a chance that you're back in Nebraska anytime before you go to London? You told us that you've got a very busy schedule. Will you be back here before you go to the Olympics?
I'd like to get back there. I know that Coach Bauer, we're starting a fundraising effort for my wife and my mom and my sister to get flights over and stuff. So I'm going to try to be back there sometime before to help out with the fundraising effort. I know Coach Bauer is kind of taking the helm on that. He's really helping me, taking some pressure off me in that regard so I can focus on training. But, yeah, I want to make it out there. You know, love the Loper community. You know, I just it's now that I'm out in Ohio, no longer in driving distance, so I got to plan out my trips a little better. But, yeah, I absolutely want to get out there.
And I know I asked you this before you went to the Worlds. Who is, if it's not Tervell DeLognev, who's the man you're going to be looking to beat in London? Who is the best in the world right now besides Tervell DeLognev?
Well, the guy that beat me in the semifinals last year from Belarus is the reigning world champion. But then you have the two-time Olympic champion who's from Uzbekistan, and then two-time world champ from Russia. So those are, and then the Turk this year. The Turk this year has been pretty hot. So I would say those couple guys are the ones that I'm really going to be training for, going to be focusing on. And then there's a select 10 guys that can come out and do some damage. But I would say that, myself included, those group of guys are the ones that are looking to try and win the tournament.
At this level, how many matches in a day are you comfortable with, or how many do you have to? What's the max you could wrestle in a day?
At the Olympics, it is a 19-man. It's 19 people. There's 19 qualification spots. So it's going to be a 16-man bracket with three extra matches. So if I draw into one of those three extra matches, I could have five matches total. Otherwise, I'll have four matches to be an Olympic champion.
Tervell DeLognev, U.S. Olympian, UNK alum, and he is getting ready to go to London and has to be just as stoked as possible. There was a busload out there. You heard the fans. Tervell, I guess before we let you go, anything you want to say to the wrestling fans back here in Kearney and the Tri-Cities?
Absolutely. I want to say thanks for all your support. It's been an exciting journey this far. And every time you guys say Tervell DeLognev, U.S. Olympian, sounds pretty cool, but How about in a couple months we say Tervell DeLognev Olympic champion?
That would be the most amazing thing. We will have the red, white, and blue going. And Tervell, hopefully we can get a chance maybe to catch up with you before you take the flight over to London. And everybody here obviously is proud of you. We always appreciate you giving us some of your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And best of luck, young man.
Thanks a lot so much, guys.
Take care. Tervell DeLognev, U.S. Olympian. Going to London, he said Dubai. London will be the coolest thing after this, especially if it's a great experience over there for him. I don't know. We've talked to Rulon Gardner on the show before. We've talked to Jordan Burroughs. We have talked to some elite athletes in a variety of sports, not just wrestling. That just happens to be where we've had a couple of people from right here in Nebraska have some very, very big-time success. But this is I can't wait. I can't wait.
It's a different deal. And, you know, when I'm talking to Mark Bauer yesterday, I said, in basketball, you've got freaks of their sport, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, where they're different. I got to think that Tervell DeLognev, as far as wrestling goes, would rank right up with those guys in his sport. To not start the sport till you're a sophomore in high school and to get as far as he has to the pinnacle of sport, if he can become a world champion or, excuse me, an Olympic champion. It's different from a world champion, but Olympic champion. The sport of wrestling, where he is at, he would be right next to those guys in his sport.
I don't know where you can put the finger on it, but Coach Bauer said it, DeLognev said it after in his post-game press conference, if that's what you want to call it, off to the side of the mat after he won. And he said it again today. And you can even get that sense when he was back last year for the wrestling banquet and the fundraiser last summer, fall, whenever it was, midsummer. There is a calm about him now. I think he is so much more comfortable that he has been through, and pick whatever you want to do in life. He's now been through it all except for wrestling in the Olympics. And he just seems so much more comfortable, so much more at peace. I don't know if that's an awakening, a religious thing, or just a confidence in having more success and being healthy and just having it all come together. But you're lucky to get one shot, and this might be his shot. He's had numerous shots now, but his first shot at the Olympics. I don't know where that happened or when it happened. He's got now a family, a wife, and all that coming together, and that's got to be all part of it. And it's all coming together, and maybe I don't know if you can call it a cherry on top, an Olympic gold medal, but it'd be pretty cool.
Be a big damn cherry, I'd say. I mean, that's a, you know what? We got to go to the Dem Popper inbox where El Conquistador has chimed in and says, will the show be in London? There, boss, if you're listening, just to...
I would think we could get the Delagnev family and us on the same plane.
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
I think we can get a little charter here out of Kearney. I know a pilot. AJ could take us probably over there. We could take care of all of that, probably at a decent expense. But, you know, maybe the Concorde, which they don't have anymore.
Boss, hope you're listening. We're going to London. Doug and Daddy show live from the Olympics.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I haven't looked up when the wrestling is, so we better get there early. You know,
yes,
a little ahead
couple
of time,
3 days.
So you can check out the village.
Be acclimated.
And we may have to, you know, we may have to take along a native,
yes,
of England.
Lovey may go.
She could go with us and tell us where we should be and where we shouldn't be.
I don't know. I mean, how many days in a row can you eat fish and chips? I think that's all there is.
How many days in a row can you drink Guinness? We're back after this. Doug and Daddy Show on the Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation. Our guest taken care of by our friends at BK, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years at Burger King.
Goodyear presents awkward conversations between guys in cars.
I can't wait to get to the racetrack.
Big NASCAR fan, huh?
Oh, the biggest. In fact, I just bought a new set of tires because the salesman said they're the same brand NASCAR drivers use.
So you bought Goodyear tires?
Did I?
Well, Goodyear is the official tire of NASCAR. They depend on the superior handling of Goodyear tires.
Then yeah, they were definitely Goodyears.
Well, then you must have gotten the $160 Goodyear rebate. That's one good decision you made. Can't say the same about the racing decals.
What? They're totally authentic.
Yes, but NASCAR drivers put them on the outside of their car.
Really?
Yes.
I think they liven up my dashboard. Either way, with Goodyear tires on my side, I'm a winner. Wave the spotted flag.
Checkered flag. Have you even seen a NASCAR race?
Receive up to $160 off with mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires with your Goodyear credit card. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. Goodyear, official tire of NASCAR. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing Incorporated. Goodyear, more driven.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio. We're off to Texas, where Josh Hamilton and the Rangers are off to a red-hot start.
Driven well, center field, turning, looking, gone. Home run, Josh Hamilton.
They go head-to-head with Evan Longoria and the Tampa Rays.
It is gone! A walk-off for Evan Longoria.
The Rangers and the Rays, Sunday Night Baseball at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature up near 90. Winds will stay variable around 5 to 10 throughout. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we'll fall back to 56. I'm meteorologist Paul Frambley. Right now it's 79.
Doug and Daddy Show. You got a friend behind you, Daddy. What's up with all these Millers, man?
Oh, yuck.
Icky. Thingy.
Wife gets out the vacuum and sucks them up.
So apparently at night you're supposed to soapy water it mm-hmm. with a little light. So like when you go to bed, put it in the kitchen sink and leave the light on. And or if you got like a kid, a nightlight.
Foam it up good.
A little soapy dishwater in and then...
Gets them good. Yeah, I like that a lot. Like that a lot. Doug, we got a little Tuesday Traumas trivia coming at them.
That's coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, so get ready for that. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776.
Playoff hockey action last night. You got a point back over me.
Yeah, big, Phoenix, baby.
Phoenix Coyotes.
Taking out Chicago.
Mike Smith, dominating performance.
I have realized, even though both my finals teams are out, I still have a chance to beat you.
That's not true, I don't think.
Because you got one left in the Rangers?
I got, yes.
So we need the Rangers to get to the Eastern Conference Finals and lose, I believe, is what I need. So I still got a chance. I got a couple teams in there. It's a long climb back, but I'm ready. Hastings baseball is at York today. Hastings softball is hosting Doan at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Central Nebraska track championships. Here's an interesting little story. Cody Rush, he won all four. You can go four events. He won four golds yesterday. He had four before. That gives him a total of eight. That's the most any male has ever had at the track championships, beating Aurora's Matt Harden, who had six. So for the first time ever, the same gentleman is the male athlete of the meet. And then Kaylin Brannigan. And remember, she's just a junior. She won four. She's got 11 golds. Out of a possible 12 events that she could have run in her high school career. She's transferring to Kearney Catholic. She will not be eligible, or Kearney Catholic has not been invited, or Kearney High, to the Central Nebraska Track Championships because they are not in the Grand Island Independent coverage area. So it looks like she'll stay at 11, but that does break former Grand Island Senior High Alex Arms' 10-medal count.
And the obvious question remains for her, what happened in the 12th event? That's very disappointing.
Yeah. Also yesterday, Jed Fenske, who's done so many things in his career up at Sargent, he shattered the Class D pole vault record, 15.4.5. In fact, the record at the meet was 14.6 that Jace Jackson had. So nearly a foot higher in 19 years of boys pole vaulting with the best of the best in the area over there in Grand Island, and he shatters that record. Also, Gibbons, Dylan Eckel, and Grand Island Northwest, Tess Merrill, had three wins apiece yesterday. John Meyer of Shelton, Sierra Rohde of Ansley Litchfield, both picking up a couple of medals yesterday. And Howard Schumann of Grand Island Central Catholic gets the Contributor Award. St. Cecilia track coach Vince Pelster, the Coaches Award. So congratulations to all of those folks.
15.4.5 still meets remaining for him to improve on that. That's incredible.
Hey, want to let the folks know the Kearney American Legion is again putting together a fundraiser for the Veterans Memorial Fund coming to town. This that they've done so much work with Saturday from 5 to 8, lamb fries, pulled pork sandwiches at the Kearney American Legion Saturday from 5 to 8. Free will donation. All proceeds go to the Veterans Memorial Fund. It is time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. We'll ask a trivia question. First person to get it right gets a $25 gift card at Troutman's Quality Meats. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Brian.
Brian, who is the last Nebraska Cornhusker to be drafted?
I do not know.
All right, try back. We got a variety. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia?
Ryan.
Ryan, Daddy, ask him your question.
Okay, Andrew Luck will go number one, and that will be the fourth Stanford Cardinal to be selected number one overall. What two colleges out there, and you got to name both of them, they're both big-time colleges, have five number one overall picks?
Miami, Ohio State.
This is incorrect. Ohio State has had three is all, and Miami not on the list.
Try back, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with? Nobody. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Brian again.
Hey, Brian. He's quick on the old digits here today. All right. Last year, Nebraska had 7 players selected in the draft. That was the most since which year?
1995.
Not 95. More recent than that, actually. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Riley.
All right. Daddy, let's go with your question.
Riley, which two college teams have had 5 number one overall draft picks?
Notre Dame and Southern Cal.
You are correct. You are correct. They've each had 5. Congratulations. You are the winner of a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats.
Hang on the line. Jeff will get you set up, and thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Answers to my question, 2001, Nebraska also had 7 players selected, and the last Nebraska Cornhusker to be selected in the NFL draft was obviously the last guy to go last year. Eric Haig went to Cleveland with a 7th round selection.
The Colts have drafted 7 number one overall draft picks, including the likes of John Elway and Peyton Manning. Also, busts like George Shaw and Steve Empman in that group. So pretty interesting that the Colts themselves have had 7 number one overall draft picks.
Pretty sure Andrew Luck won't be a bust, right?
I think they're about as sold on him as they've ever been on any quarterback.
We'll get to see how that plays out. What do you think? Who's going to have the better NFL career, Luck or Griffin?
Luck. It's obvious. I mean, if they thought Griffin would, he'd be the number one overall pick, I think. Griffin, in my mind, still the pro game. He's not quite as big as Cam Newton, I don't think. He runs as fast. But if those guys start getting hit, their career starts getting shortened mightily. Standing in the pocket and zinging the thing around, Luck would be the answer to that, I think.
One other note, USA Volleyball has announced that former Huskers Jordan Larson and Nancy Metcalf were named to the women's national team preliminary roster for the World Grand Prix. They are ranked number one in the world, and then they'll reduce the roster before the start of the event on June the 8th. The team has already qualified for the Olympic Games, and they will play with Germany, Santo Domingo, and the Dominican Republic.
Santo Domingo is a country?
That's what it says here. Santo Domingo.
All right.
You got me there. Yeah, you're hoping Dolognev is in that pool of wrestlers with Canada, Australia, and Peru.
Yeah, you know, Holland. They come out and stay down at, like, Amsterdam or something.
Iceland.
Iceland.
Greenland.
There you go. Somewhere like that.
The Philippines.
Maybe they just came from a hash bar. I'll try this out. Let's go.
Canary Islands. Trinidad and Tobago. Hey, we want to thank U.S. Olympian Travell Dolognev for joining us on the show today. Also, Creighton baseball coach Ed Service. You can always listen to any of our interviews from today or any previous show on our podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tomorrow, we've got a double dip for Loperlink, UNK football coach Daryl Morris and tennis coach Jake Salisbury. And Noah Keller is going to join us, former Kearneyite in Ohio Bobcat as well. Later in the week, Jared Crick, we talk about the Bosselman, Marcel Jones, and more here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Bye-bye, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.